The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Naranja. It's episode 10 of season 10, and we know you could be listening to literally any other podcast on Earth right now, and we want to thank you for joining us today. Also, if you like what you're hearing here, please leave us a review over on the iTunes store and be sure to tell a friend about us. Today, we're going to talk about a new marketing event. Well, sort of a new marketing event. It's called the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. It's coming in June to the Franchise Center of the Universe, Atlanta. And joining us today to talk about this event are Therese Tilgen, co-founder and CEO of Franchise Update Media, and Diane Phibbs, EVP and Chief Content Creator at Franchise Update Media. Therese and Diane, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for having us, Jack.
So the marketing conference that you guys have done for many, many years, typically in Atlanta, it's already one of my favorite annual events for marketing folks, but it feels like you're about to add a lot of new ideas to this. So Therese, let's start with you. As the co-founder, what was your vision or purpose for starting this marketing conference?
Well, it was actually my husband's idea, Gary Gardner, believe it or not.
I don't know. You're just going to give Gary credit for this. Come on.
Yeah, I am. I am. Right? That's the truth. About 10 years ago, as we were analyzing the underserved segments in the franchise community as a very, niche focused media company within franchising, we noticed that there were very few marketing executives that showed up at, maybe the big annual convention. And marketing is pretty much everything. And there was, 10 years ago, as you all know, there was such a paradigm shift in the marketplace due to technologies, et cetera. And disruption really started in a big way back then, that we were seeing a lot of new product and service companies that really wanted to reach that market. So we put together a strategy to try and bring the two together under an educational format, which is what we all, what we are all about and have been about over the last 30 years since we started this company. So that's really how this all came about.
And now you're relaunching, or maybe I should say rebranding, the conference as the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. So many of our friends in the marketing field who are listening today have either done a rebrand of something in their organization or they're about to do a rebrand. Tell us about the spark for rebranding and relaunching the conference.
Well, that really came from our advisory board of CMOs and surveys of marketing leaders in the franchise space. And we have a powerful group of very committed CMOs from a variety of franchise brands that have really have supported us along the way and helped guide us. I mean, how can you produce a conference without the voice and the experience of those that live it every day?
Right.
And so we, we weren't, to be perfectly honest, getting the traction that we thought we should have. And so over the course of the last, I would say year, led by Diane and Jason Pearl, who was with Brightstar for years as their CMO and now has his own company, Service Score, they took the lead to figure out what are we missing? What do we need to do? Because this is a big deal. Marketing is everything to a company. Employee engagement, it's driving revenue and sales. It's everything. And we should be getting more people. And so I would call that was what ignited all of this after last year. We're like, we didn't we didn't grow to the extent that we thought we should. So let's dig in and figure it out. And it was a long process. And I think we're somewhere between a refresh and a rebrand.
Got it.
You know, so like they say, a brand refresh is a makeover for your company, but a rebrand is real plastic surgery. And so, you know, so we're in the middle there, so that we're looking to, you know, influence and change our customers' perception about, you know, what we're doing overall, but we're also maintaining the brand equity and the, you know, the experience over the years that we brought to the table, or actually the uniqueness and differentiation we've brought to the table with this conference from the get-go. Now, that was a mouthful. That makes sense?
No, absolutely it does. So it feels like we're expanding out a little bit and maybe welcoming some additional or more people to come into the conference. Diane, I want to get you in here as well. Who should attend this event? Is it a specific title or job function within a brand, or who are you really looking to reach out to?
That's a great question. Thanks, Jack. So our primary target audience is the CMO or the department head for marketing, as titles run differently depending on the organization. What we did was we've kind of refocused on the CMO as a target audience, but we're providing content that appeals to a couple different layers in the marketing department, but knowing that the CMO will ultimately make the decision on who attends. Mm-hmm. So we're layering in a leadership component to the conference so that we'll be providing our marketers with content and inspiration to help them grow personally and professionally. And then we've got content with some specifics and some tactics within marketing. And then we have content that will help our marketers grow as they interact with their franchisees.
So I want to talk a little bit more about those topics and the sessions and speakers and so forth in just a second. But while we're on the subject of the rebrand or the refresh, I should say, of this conference, what's been the biggest challenge so far of telling people that this is the same great thing you've had, but we're adding more to it, or there's something new coming this year? Any big challenges you've hit so far?
I would say that the biggest challenge has been in communicating in a way that tells our previous attendees that this is really the same event, but a higher quality event than you've been to before, while attracting new people to the event.
Perfect. And let's talk about some topics. What are we going to see at the sessions and panels and so forth?
So from a leadership perspective, we're introducing a pre-conference workshop, a three-hour pre-conference workshop on the first day that's a CEO-CMO summit. And it is designed to help CMOs work with their CEOs better and help them all overall grow their revenue stream for their company and their franchise locations, as well as we have a panel of presidents and CEOs coming in, and they're going to talk who actually were marketers. They developed their career as marketers, and they've grown into president and or CEO roles. And so they're going to come in and talk about their experiences and share their ideas on how today's marketer can grow into that ultimate leadership position in the organization.
I like that idea a lot. I think franchising is one of those spaces where I see more CEO or president level executives coming up from the marketing side. You know, you get into a lot of other industries and you just don't see that. It always comes from operations, or, you know, the CEO always comes from the sales side of things and typically not the marketing side. But we do see that in a lot of franchise brands, don't we?
We do. And I think it comes from the perspective of the marketers, of the CMO, where they're responsible for the top line. And more organizations are looking at driving a higher level of top line and then working the other pieces of the business to manage that bottom line.
Very good. And you've got some pretty big speakers lined up already, it looks like. Tell me about your keynote.
We have Duncan Wardle, who was formerly with the Walt Disney Company for more than 20 years. He is a creative design, innovative thinker and strategist, which was his role at Disney and Pixar. And he will be doing his keynote on the first day. He'll actually be with us throughout the conference. He's going to keynote on the first day. And then we have an interactive workshop at the end of the content part of the day on the second day. And it's kind of a challenge session where we're going to take real life challenges from our marketers, get some input from some marketing leaders, including Duncan, and then they'll work in groups to identify solutions. And then Duncan will be around and in the Sponsor Solutions Hub during a cocktail reception and the lunch on the first and second days respectively, so that our marketers will be able to actually meet him in person and talk about their challenges with him.
That's very cool. You don't see that at a lot of marketing conferences where a big keynote speaker usually comes in, gives his 45 minutes and then blows out the door and you never get a chance to, you know, say hi or pick his brain or something like that. So that's very true. Cool. I'm curious about bringing Duncan in. I think that's a great idea to kind of expand outside of what we typically see at some of these shows is, you know, sort of inside the franchise sphere, and we never get too far outside of that. So where did the idea of bringing Duncan in, you know, from way outside the franchise world? That's a terrific idea.
Well, what we were looking for is someone who was relatable to our marketers, someone who has faced challenges and changed thinking over time, all while driving a big brand. And so that's kind of how we ended up with Duncan. But the concept of keeping him throughout the conference came from our advisory board, actually, where we learned that the advisory board members, in many cases, have as many takeaways from their hallway and their Sponsor Solutions Hub conversations as they do from the sessions. And so we thought, well, wouldn't it be great to have this innovative thinker who's done so many great things at Disney and Pixar be available and willing and interested in having conversations with our attendees? And they have the opportunity to get just, you know, a little bit more insight from someone who's worked with a really big, strong brand outside of the franchise space.
Yeah, it's one thing to say I went to this keynote speech, but it's another thing to say that, you know, I stopped him at the coffee stand, or, you know, asked him a couple of questions about, you know, some campaign I'm running. That's a very different thing. So kudos on that. We were all talking before we got on the air today about this awards program that you're putting together that's part of this event, but also it sounds like it goes way beyond. Can we talk a little bit about that?
It was, you know, when we were preparing our editorial calendar for this year and the whole discussion of innovation, disruption came up once again. It comes up all the time, and we have a couple of awards programs at our leadership and development conference, at our multi-unit conference. And we thought, you know, there's an opportunity to recognize franchise brands that are truly innovative, that are creating game-changing products, solutions, whatever it is they're doing to enhance and, you know, their business systems. And so what started as an editorial decision has now turned into a full blown out franchise innovation awards for various categories, not just marketing branding, in the franchise space. So we have human resources, we have marketing and branding, we have operations, and I think the fourth one is products and services. So we have, you know, again, four big categories with a number of subcategories. And the marketing and branding piece, we decided that we have a perfect opportunity to recognize the winners and the runners up at our June conference, based on the timing of these awards, which will, you know, be judged in, I think, early May. So we have a number of different categories under marketing and branding, that include traditional advertising, PR, social media, rewards programs, etc., and have an online platform where not only franchisor brands, but representatives of franchisor brands, be they service providers, be they franchisees, be they their, you know, their PR agencies, their advertising agencies, they can engage with the franchise brand that they're working in to make a submission on behalf of their franchisor on some of the things that, you know, have taken place that are truly innovative. And so we'll be recognizing, you know, the best PR campaign, best digital campaign, social media campaign, marketing leadership campaign, culminating in an overall franchise marketing leadership award that we will announce at that conference. So we're really excited about this. I think this is a game changer again in the industry, in terms of, you know, blowing all of these innovations out of the water, you know, capturing them and presenting them in a unified way under all of these categories. So you can tell we're excited.
You said it's a game changer for the event. I think winning an award like this can be a game changer for a marketing person. You know, that's right. That could be a career maker right there. If you know, there's a big innovation happens at the brand you're working on or at, and you're responsible for it, it's time to step up and take a little credit for that, I think. And it can really change your course, as they say. So it looks like, I'm looking at your site right now, and it looks like the nominations are open and you can enter through April 19th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And let me give that web address too. It's franchiseinnovation.awardsengine.com. franchiseinnovation.awardsengine.com. Cool. We'll have a link to that on the Social Geek Radio site and Facebook page as well. One quick note before we go today. Today's show is being brought to you by Naranja. Naranja's franchise management software helps grow your business and ensures brand consistency through lead management, central operations and communications, field audits, and local marketing. Naranja is working with over 300 franchise brands and has added 200 brands in the past 2 years alone. They've recently launched Emacs Pro, which includes auto text replies for new franchise prospects. How cool is that? Learn more today at naranja.com. Naranja, simply succeed. Okay, as we wrap up our discussion today on the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference, which is taking place in Atlanta June 18th, 19th, and 20th, Therese, Diane, any other information or registration stuff we need to talk about today? Where can people find more information?
Web address is franchisemarketingleadershipconference.com, and we have a great registration offer going right now, and it's buy two registrations and get one free.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I could not have said it better.
So in other words, don't come by yourself from your company. Bring a couple of friends because it's going to be even cheaper.
Exactly. And every good marketer knows free is great.
You know, and it is franchisemarketingconference.com. Is that what you said, Diane?
That's
no leadership.
What I meant franchisemarketingconference.com.
Either way, we will have a link to that as well on the Social Geek Radio site and Facebook page, so anybody can click right through and register today. Therese and Diane, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today, and we will see you in Atlanta this June.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Jack.